Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
So once there was a boy who lived with his family on a farm, and they had a beautiful dog. And every day in the spring and summer, the boy would take the dog down to the pond and practice with him for hours retrieving various items. The boy wanted to prepare his dog for the upcoming duck season. He wanted his dog to be the best hunting dog in the whole county. As the fall and winter months rolled in, so did duck season. The boy and his well-trained dog were eager to be at their regular spot down at the pond near their house. Only a few minutes passed before the two heard the first group of ducks flying overhead. The boy slowly raised his gun and shot three times before hitting a duck, which landed in the center of the pond. When the boy signaled his dog to retrieve the duck, the dog charged through the duck blind and through the bushes towards the pond. However, instead of swimming in the water like he had practiced so many times, the dog walked on top of the water surface, retrieved the duck, and returned it to the boy. The boy was astonished. His dog had an amazing ability to walk on water. It was like magic. The boy knew nobody would ever believe him if he told them. He knew he had to get somebody else down there to see this incredible phenomenon for themselves. The boy went to a nearby farmer's house and asked to hunt with him the following day. The neighbor agreed and met up with the boy at his regular spot down by the pond the following morning. The pair patiently waited for a group of ducks to fly overhead, and soon enough, they heard them coming. The boy told the neighbor to go ahead and take the first shot, which the neighbor did, hitting a duck. Just as the day before, the boy signaled to his dog to fetch the duck, and miraculously, the dog walked on the water again to retrieve the duck and back. The boy was bursting with pride and could hardly contain himself when he asked his neighbor, "Did you see that? What do you think?" The neighbor responded, "Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but evidently your dog doesn't even know how to swim." The boy sat in disbelief as his neighbor pointed out a potential flaw of the dog. Rather than recognizing what he just saw, the dog do was miraculous. You see, people are funny creatures, aren't they? No matter how incredible or miraculous something is, they'll find the flaw. Even if there isn't one, they'll imagine one. I've told you about the dream house that I had in Tiburon, California, up in the Bay Area of San Francisco, and how proud I was to finally show my dad. As I walked him to the jaw-dropping and literally stupefying view from floor to ceiling, wall-to-wall glass window from my home office spanning one entire floor, overlooking the shimmering bay and San Francisco skyline, when asking him, "So Dad, what do you think?" His first reaction was, "Look, there's a crack in the ceiling in the corner." I too, a boy, sat in disbelief, heartbroken, or at the end of an intense four-day, all-day event where I poured my heart and soul out, delivered a 13 out of 10, where people were literally in tears at the end of the event as they tried to describe how meaningful the experience had been to them. Mission accomplished, victory achieved. And then when I called the one person whose opinion matters the most to me, she, who will go unnamed for my own security, says, "Yes, great job, baby, but I have notes." What the f***? Yes, all in one breath, one sentence, "Great, but I have notes." Hey, look, I get it. There's always flaws in any vista. There's always room for improvement. But the lesson here today is this. Come on, man. First, focus on what's right. Focus first on what is miraculous, what is spectacular. Focus first on the incredible job. Then later, after the initial request for response, maybe even at a different time altogether, after the celebration of success, ask if your opinion or additional insight is desired. And if it is, then yeah, go ahead and express your view. Point out the crack, if you must. Hand over your notes for improvement, if you must. But don't rain on the victory parade, man. Just know, pointing out what is wrong, pointing out somebody's shortcomings, pointing out the flaw doesn't make you smart or wise or the superior person, which is why people do it. It just makes you, well, mean and kind of douchey. And also know, we all have a tendency to do this. Me too. It's a natural human compulsion to find the flaw, to look for and find what's wrong. But let's not do that. At least, let's not do it at first. Can we come to that agreement here this morning? First, let's point out what's great. What is awe-inspiring and miraculous? What was done well? First, let's celebrate the victory. And then later, review for improvement. All right, Darren Daily community, it's confession time. To help others know that they are not alone and they are not terrible human beings, admit your own tendency to point out what's wrong first in your marriage, with your kids, your friends, your team, your church, what have you.